Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
One of Vance's favorite songs during this time of year is Do You Hear What I Hear? And I was thrown back to World War II era when I was thinking about that song the other day. Because a message can be presented, things can be said. A tree falling in a forest makes sounds, but not everybody hears it. But do we hear the tap, tap, tap of a sound, and then how do we respond? During the Great Depression, it was common, especially in large cities, to see long lines of men looking for work. Many had lost faith in themselves and the hope of a brighter future. Most were feeling angry, humiliated, living on welfare, and traveling on the railroads looking for work. When a man doesn't work, it really messes with the mentality of why they were born, what they were sent here on earth to do. One employer had one job available, just one. As word got out, a long line formed outside his plant, an office door, men hoping for an interview. The secretary showed the applicants one by one into his office. During the process, after some time, one man jumped up and ran past the secretary right into the boss's office. In a few minutes, the boss came out with that man and announced to everyone else that the job was filled and the rest could go on home. Many began to complain that the man had not waited his turn, and it was just plain not fair. The boss explained that during the hiring process, he had thought of a quicker way to select the right person. He needed someone who understood Morse code. So he tapped this message with his pencil on his desk so everyone could hear. Tap, 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 tap. But not everybody could understand. And the message in Morse code simply said, if you can hear this, jump up now and run into my office. Everyone in the line heard the tapping, but it only meant something to the man who had an ear to hear. Because he understood the message, he got the job. When we look back at 2020, a lot of people were hoping, using the analogy of perfect vision, a lot of people will remember it as the year of the great interruption. So many different things. And the more that I talk to people, as I continually do, the other day in the post office, a mom of a young lady who graduated with our oldest daughter, we started just comparing and swapping stories of all the benefits that have been brought on this year for those of us who could hear and then respond appropriately rather than get caught up in the throes or the throngs of depression, as I call it. One other young man that I want to tell his story, that same scenario. When he was in second grade, or about 6 years old, learning to swim for the first time, he found himself in the deep end of the pool where he wasn't supposed to be. And he remembered from his swim lessons that if he's going down, you throw your hand up and start waving it in a sign of distress. Because he'd gotten too far. And he didn't know how to swim yet. And a few seconds later, literally a few seconds later, he was saved. Well, obviously, his life was spared. It was a couple years later that, literally, as the doctor said to his mom, a couple more hours, 2 hours more, give or take a few minutes, obviously, it's not an exact science, your son's appendix would have ruptured and he would have died because the poison that's released through the body is too much for the body to process out. And then the last point of encounter, or the point of life change, was when this young man wasn't doing what he was supposed to do and got into some mischief. And there was a gasoline explosion. And again, a matter of seconds. But during that process of practicing the simple response, the proper response of stop, drop, and roll, this young man called out and said, literally, God, if you exist, if you're going to save my life, now would be a good time. Three different encounters, three different opportunities to respond. It was a couple years later that tap, 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 or those three encounters started going through that young man's mind. And he said, now, wait a second. If the message is there, how come I'm not responding? Was the question that went through his head. And that's when he discovered that, hey, really, we're not in control of our lives as much as we want to be. We get to respond. And looking back at this last year, as we always do, it's a point of reflection to spend a few days. I borrowed that story during the Great Depression from a friend of mine. And I wrote him a text the other day because I was thinking back to people who have been very, very influential in my life. And this one person stood out above the rest. And I wrote him a note and said, I forgot to thank you. And he wrote me back and said, wow, I'm honored. And I simply wanted to drop him a Christmas card in the mail because I didn't have his mailing address. We'd met years ago, but this last year we really, really got to know each other. And he saw things in me, much like a lot of people do when they share with us the opportunity that we have to hear a message and then respond. I looked at it from this perspective that there's always people in our lives that we could label as gift givers, but the great gift giver, the one who created us, that's the one that beckons the most incredible response. The second story, the young man who almost drowned, whose appendix almost ruptured, who almost had his life taken due to the gasoline explosion. That's my story. And although many people don't notice that 14% of my body has third-degree burn scars on it, and I don't remember from day to day because I forget they're even there. But when you're disfigured, or when you have something, we all have something in our lives. It's what we choose to recognize, what we choose to see. And the book of Isaiah, and I don't have the exact reference to it, but in the Old Testament, this gentleman was one of these guys that he had to just put it on paper. And I'll finish with this thought. He accounts that, you know, even though when storms come, when the great storms of life happen, it could be a flood, it's not going to overtake you. And I remember discovering this going, wow, that's kind of like almost drowning. And then he also goes on to say that when the fires come, you know, and we deal with that, especially on the West Coast, they're not going to burn you up. I thought, you know, that's kind of like being burned. So we all have these tap, tap, taps in our lives, but do we hear them? Do you hear what I hear? So I want to encourage you at this point, every year we come to this point, most people in the world, especially in the West, they sit down and start writing goals or resolutions. And I've never, ever believed in them. There are things I start changing in as early as September some years, But usually October and November, I just say, you know, I'm gonna implement that change. And it's very, very simple. And when we do that, not making a resolution. Resolutions, we all know, statistically, well, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to drop this down, I'm going to go to the gym more often. Check out the blog by Mabel Chu, which Nikan sends out. It's fascinating, the statistics that are in that. But I want to encourage you, let's not look at another resolution. Let's just look at implementing change. Let's look at the great gift giver, what God's given us to work with or to play with. Let's just make some changes. It is that simple. It really, really is that simple. So if you like that song as much as I do, do you hear what I hear? I really, really hope in the next few days, as we go into a new year, you'll hear the message, hear the opportunities that are abounding, and respond properly. Because I know for my life, and it really wasn't until Humans Being More, 26 years ago, now looking back, that things dramatically changed. Getting the insight to understand what truly is the gift that's given us. So I hope that blesses you. I really do. I hope it is meaningful. But I want to encourage you for the last time. A proper response is way better than reacting. And we all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. As our pastor taught me many, many, many years ago, it's not the perfection of our lives, but the direction. Make a choice to go a better direction and then continue to circle back to that and say, no, I'm gonna do it this way. I am doing it this way. I am this because of this.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.